Another really important group of organic molecules are known as lipids. And when we look at lipids, the most important ones we have biologically are triglycerides, we have phospholipids, and we have steroids. And we'll talk about each one in a few moments. But what is it about lipids that puts them all in the same group? Unlike carbohydrates and proteins, there is no common chemical formula, but they do have one characteristic in common, and that is that they're all insoluble or sparingly soluble in polar solvents such as water. And as the body is made up largely of water, this means that, basically they're insoluble in the body. So let's look at each of our groups, and when we think about triglycerides, triglycerides are commonly known as fats. They are very, very important in the body. They're our main source of energy. We store them as fat under the skin, and they're made up of a glycerol molecule, and onto the glycerol molecule, onto each carbon, we have a long fatty acid attached. So we've got one glycerol molecule and three fatty acids, and they are, as I say, no charges on them. They're insoluble in body fluids such as water. A similar and another incredibly important group are phospholipids, and they're similar structurally because they're also made up of a glycerol molecule, and they've got fatty acid chains attached onto two of the carbons, but onto the third carbon they've got a group containing phosphorus, and this group, usually a phosphate group, has a small charge associated with it. So now you've got a molecule which is both polar and nonpolar, and because of that they are excellent in terms of forming structure of the cell membrane. We'll talk more about the cell membrane later on, but another thing to bear in mind is the term charged and non-charged, or polar and nonpolar. We also use the terms hydrophilic and hydrophobic. So if you remember, phobia is the hate of something, then hydrophobic means hating water, so they can be hydrophilic and hydrophobic. And the last group of lipids which we are interested in biologically are our steroids. And these are quite different chemically. They're made up of rings of carbon atoms, and we usually have 3 6 carbon rings and 1 5 carbon ring. And again, they tend to be predominantly hydrophobic, though they can have hydrophilic bits associated with the molecule. When we think of steroids, some of the examples that we'll come up with throughout the course is cholesterol, we've got bile salts, vitamin D, and you're probably most familiar with your sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone. And cholesterol, although we talk about it being really, really bad, it's very, very important in the body because one of its functions is it plays a role in cell membranes.